Perek Shishi, Hamevi Arsham Toli. Somebody brings an Arsham Toli, the no daloi shloichoto, and he finds out that he never did the chet, that he was mesupik. He was mesupik whether he did a chet or not. He finds out he did not do a chet. Okay, so it's like this. If he finds out that he didn't do a chet prior to the shechita of the korban, so then it's chulin. We look at it like it's a toss. The whole thing was a mistake. He was makdish it on the assumption that he did a chet, that maybe he did a chet. Now he found that he didn't do a chet. So it's no different than a mekach toyas. That's l'chore what the Mishnah means. It's like a mekach toyas. Right, you were makdish on one assumption. Now you found out that assumption was, or that the assumption has been clarified in one direction. And b'meila it's chul. Chachomim oimnim yirat sheyistoyev. The chachomim say it's too late. It's too late. Once you makdish it, it's kodesh. And therefore, it's like moiser asham. What would you if you had an extra asham hanging around? You would bring it as an oila, as an adova. So you let it get a mum. Rebbe Lezer goes l'shitosi. If you remember, we had Rebbe Lezer's shita in the last couple of prokim, that he holds you could bring an Oshem Toli with no chet. You can make an adova Oshem Toli. So Rebbe Lezer says, no problem, yikrev Oshem. Shemein ibal chet zeh, ibal chet acher. You could assume there's something to bring it for. Says the Mishnah, the imishin nishchat noydaloi, but if it already was shechted, then it's too late, obviously, according to everybody, to reverse it, shechted. So now we say as follows, yishofei chadam, v'aboso yetze lebeis hasreife. And now the meat goes lebeis hasreife. Like all psulei mukdoshim, right? It's like a pasul kob. Now, what happens, Nizrak Adam, and then you found out? So first the blood was already spritzed. So sort of you already got a kapara, whatever's needed. So now already the carbon is kosher. So now the halacha is yoichal. You can eat the meat. The kohanim can eat the meat of the asham because it's a regular kosher carbon. Reb Yesiyayim afilu Adam bekois Yizrak. Even if the blood is in the kois, you could spritz the blood. We'll see in the Gemara why. He holds once it's in the kois, it's oimid lizrik. Once it's oimid to be spritzed, it's like it's already spritzed, and mela, the kapor has already happened. Says the Gemara, okay, let's finish the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah like this. Oshem vada yenikin. Now the Mishnah gives a parallel to other korbanos, and the Mishnah says that if you had a real Oshem coming for vada yechet, then the Chachamim would agree to Rav Meir that if you find out that it was no chet, that it's l'chulim. Oshem v'adei enikim. Actually, nishchat yetzei v'yir v'edem. Misha nishchat ha'reze yikovel. Once it's shechted, then you have to bury it. Nizrak adam ha'bosa yetzei l'beis ha'sreifer. Shara niskal, similarly, is also enikim. If you find out after the Edim were made that this is Shah Niskal, you find that in fact that it's not correct. Actually, Niskal, Yetzevi Yerbeder, it's Chulin. Misha Niskal, Mutuba Anot, you're allowed to benefit like any Nevela. Eglarufa also Enikin. Eglarufa is also not like Oshem Toloi. Actually, Nerfa Tetzevi Yerbeder. Misha Nerfa Tikover Bim Koimo. If it was prior to the decapping of it, it's chulun. If it was already decapped, then it's tikova bim koima. Because al sofik bo mitchila, it came because of a sofik, kippur sfak of a hochel. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. Now there are a lot of challenges to understand the poshup shot in this Mishnah. A lot of challenges. Least of which, the first word in the Mishnah is difficult. But for some reason, nobody's aiming on that. The first word of the Mishnah, hamevi, is difficult. But leave that on the side for a moment. It would seem that the concept of Mekach Toyos is completely not applicable over here. Which is definitely the simple way to read the Mishnah, right? How do you read the Mishnah? The reason why Reb Meir, at least, let's look at Reb Meir. The reason why Reb Meir says it's chulin, if you find out before you shecht it, that you never did the chet, it's because it's a mistake, it's a toss, right? Which is the parallel examples of the end of the Mishnah. Separating an Oshem Vaday, finding out you never did a chet, paskening that a behem is a shah niskal, it never was a shah niskal. All these things are cases of a mistake, of a toss. And the halacha is that if you have a toss, so it's choizer. It reverses itself. So that's the simple, that's poshup shot in Reb Meir. Okay? Reb Meir says it's a mekach toyos. And just like the Chachamim agree conceptually to that idea, because they say by Shah Niskal that's the way it is. They say by Ha'oshem Vadai that's how it is. They say by Shah Niskal that's how it is. Aglarufa that's how it is. The Chachamim agree with the logic of Reb Meir. That there's such a thing called a mistake. Right? So what is the debate between Reb Meir and the Chachamim? So in a very simple way, we would say the explanation is like this. Whenever you have an Oshem Tali, there are two ways to view it, as we said from the get-go. One way to look at it is that it's a decisive korban. It's a decisive korban that you have to bring because you have a Safek Chet, or because you were engaged in doing something which was a Safek Chet. Now you have a decisive obligation to bring an Oshem Tali. It's not a Safek korban. It's a Vaday korban. The Haraya, it's eaten. It's eaten. We don't treat it like Chulin Bazara, like maybe Chulin Bazara. Chata Soif, the parallel would be Chata Soif Abala Safik. You don't eat it. Because you don't know, maybe Chulin Bazara, you don't eat it. So the simple, most simple way to learn the Mishnah is that the whole concept of Tos is not Shayach over here. That's the way I would explain the Chacham. If I didn't have a Gemara, right? If I was just learning Mishnayos, right? And I didn't have the Gemara to enlighten me, how would I explain the Mishnah? I would say that the Chachamim say that there's no such thing as a mistake here. Because since you were in a state of doubt, and that triggered a Chiyuv Oshem Tali, so that's not reversible. You can't say, well, now you found out you weren't. At that point, I was Vadei Chayiv in Oshem Tali. But etzem, logically, you would say you should still be able to bring it. But the halacha would be that right now, at the time of the havoah, it has nothing to be mechaper on any longer. Mikanu labo. That would be the only... The problem would be, really, what's it going to be mechaper on right now? At this point. So we really lack a mission. You know what I mean? It would lack a mission. You don't really bring a chatas or an osham without a mission. Right? But you're right, if it would be an adav, if an Oshem would be able to be brought in a dava, then you should be able to bring it right now. You should bring it right now. That would be the logic. What's taka the reason why, according to the Chachamim, you let it get a mum? Because it lacks a mission. You wait, let it get a mum and bring it as an oilless nadava. Why do you do that? Because I can't bring an Oshem without a mission. But it's not because when I separated it was a mistake. No, I was obligated to separate it. And in fact, that rule governs not only Kachim, which is more complex, because by kashrut sometimes we say hektish petos is hektish. Even monetary laws work that way. As we explained in several shiurim, the reason why dvorim shebelev is enem dvorim, that l'chayra contradicts the concept of tos. Right? In all of Shas we say, dvorim shebelev enem dvorim. Which means if you come to us later and you say, this is what you were thinking, we don't care what you were thinking. Right? So that doesn't mean we don't believe you. Most of the Rishonim clearly explain in Kiddushin, we do believe you. But it doesn't matter what you were thinking. So the obvious question is, what do you mean? That's the whole concept of Toros. Somebody makes a mistake, it's a Mekach Toros. So we made it very clear that there's a very significant difference between a Mekach Toros and Dvorim Shebelev. If you track Dvorim Shebelev in Shas, It's always where there was no mistake in what you did. I sold my property. I didn't make a mistake. I didn't sell the wrong property. I know which property I was selling. And I knew I was selling it. Now, there was a purpose. I wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. That's the classic case in Shas of Dvorim Shebelev. So there was no mistake in the sale. Yes, I wouldn't have done it if I would have known it. You know, hindsight vision is always 20/20. If I would have known, I wouldn't have done it. So there we say, Dvorim Shebelev Einim Dvorim. There we say, you want to reverse something later? That doesn't work. You want to make a t'nai? You can make a t'nai. You can make a condition. And then you could reverse it. But you can't reverse it based on saying, you know, I was thinking kach v'kach, this is what I held. Doesn't work. Right? So if you look through Dvorim Shebelev and throughout Shas, you'll see that's the common ground of every Dvorim Shebelev. You want to use a thought that you had in your heart to reverse something that you did knowing what you were doing. That doesn't work. And there's a famous Mordechai in Ksubis that actually says it clearly. He says, the reason why Dvorim Shebelev Einem Dvorim, it's like a Tanai that wasn't made with the laws of Tanai. It's like a Tanai without Tanai Kofel. Because what's a Tanai? A Tanai is Milsachriti. You want something outside of the box to reverse what you did. And Tosis in Pesachim Samach Gimel says clearly that if you had something you didn't know what you were doing, then we don't say Dvorim Shebelev Einem Dvorim. Then we say it's a Mekach Toyas. Because you made a mistake. If you actually made a mistake, so the simple way, the way we would learn our Mishnah, is that really Reb Meir has to be on the defense here, not the Chachamim. The Chachamim are saying, listen, the Torah obligated you to be makdish and bring a korban Hashem Toloi if you have a Sofik Chet. And you did that. And that was not a mistake. Now you want to later come and reverse the hektish that you did, which was not a mistake. Why should that work? That's the pshat and the chachamim. It's very logical. It's very wholesome what the chachamim sheet is. Reb Meir is on the defense. What's pshat and Reb Meir? Reb Meir may actually hold that it's actually a suffix karm. Now we're going to see, we're going to have a problem with this because based on the sugi we had earlier, it would seem to be reversed. It would seem that our mayor should hold this as a vadai korban, and the chacham should hold it like that. But that's the simple way to learn. That's how I would learn the Mishnah, right? Without the Gemara, that would be the simple way to learn the Mishnah. The chachamim hold Asham Toli is a vadai korban, and therefore, once you made it, you made it. It doesn't matter that you find out later you didn't do a chet. And the chachamim and Reb Meir holds that the korban noshem is not a vadai korban. And therefore you could retroactively say, well, it was standing in limbo and now we found out that it's not. It's off the charts. But look what the Gemara does. The Gemara says, b'mai pligi. And the Gemara doesn't suggest the pshat that we gave. The Gemara gives anaya pshat. The Gemara says, b'mai pligi. Reb Meir savak even the loy tzorich le'loy makdish le. Reb Meir holds, what do you mean? Originally, you were makdish it, now you don't need it, so it's a mistake. Rabbonon Savri, mitoich sheliboy noikfoy, goymeru makdish. The Chachomim say a new logic. Mitoich sheliboy noikfoy, it almost sounds like it's subjective. It's this guy, since you're afraid that maybe you did a chet, and you're sort of nervous. Libay Noitfa means you're nervous. Because you're nervous, you have das. That's a simple way you read it. You have das to be makdish no matter what. You're on a rampage. I'm being makdish no matter what. I'm nervous. And I'm not thinking yes, no, there. I'm just being makdish no matter what. That's a chachamim. And that's the way the Gemara wants to make a distinction between Oshem Vadai and Oshem Toloi, is that Oshem Vadai, it's not Libay Noikfai. And there, you're only being makdashit decisively for the chet that you did. And if you didn't do the chet, you're not separating it. And the Oshem Toloi, Since it's libay noikfoy, you're nervous in that state. Even though, why should you be more nervous than a guy who did a vada echet? But that's what the Gemara says. And the mailer, you mak the shit like just. So the Gemara is making it a very personal thing. What the person is thinking at the time that he's being makdish the karma. Is he being makdish it on all sides? It's very strange. It's strange to even to climb into this guy's cup. L'chayr, if you sit down with the guy and say, Rebbe, if you didn't do the chet, you still want an Oshem Toli? He'd say, of course not. He would say, of course not. Why would I want Oshem Toli if I didn't do a chet? The whole mitzvah is strange. But that's how the Gemara decides, this is how the Gemara teaches up. The Gemara says that this is the issue. It sounds like it's a machloikas and mitzvahs. It's a machloikas and mitzvahs if you psychoanalyze the guy who's bringing Hashem Toli, what's going on in his head. Reb Meir says the guy is very rational. And the guy is saying, it depends, listen, if I did the chet, I want it to be a kol. If I didn't do the chet, I don't want it to be a kol. That's how he's understanding it. The Gemara now, let's get something straight. The Gemara now is trying to explain why did the Chachamim and Reb Meir have a dispute by Oshem Toli and not by other Korbanos and not by Oshem Vadai. And to that the Gemara explains that the Chachamim hold Libay Noikfai. Huh? No, he didn't bring it yet. Rebelim. But he didn't bring it yet. We're holding before Shechita. After Shechita, everybody agrees. Makdishit. Exactly. He was Makdishit. So the... What? So what's have to do with Libay Noikfai? But why do you need Libay Noikfai? By where?
By regular Oshem, somebody else was to bring
it. Really?
Yes, you didn't have to bring it on his own. Somebody else, some people came over.
Really? Without two Edom coming, you don't have to bring a coal? If you know you ate a piece of chalev, you don't have to bring a coal?
If you really know why they ate chalev?
That's the classic example. Classic example, Chatas is not Edom. Adarabba, hoyda elev aloishi yedu achirim. If you argue with the Edom, we pass in your potter from a coal. Nobody forces you to bring a coal. We paskin that if you tell the Edom I didn't eat, you potter from a kol. So you bring a kol voluntarily by every chatas. So what are you trying to explain? By chatas he wasn't mafresh the kol? I'm very, very confused. Are we studying the same as Echte here? The reason why I separate an Oshem Toli is the same reason why I separate a Chatas. You know why? Because the Torah HaKadosha tells me that if either I ate Chalev or have a suffix whether I ate Chalev, then I should bring a Korban. The Torah named the Korban on Vadai Chalev, named it a Chatas, and on a suffix Chalev, the Torah named it an Oshem Toli. I'm bringing it for the same reason. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah me that I have to bring a korban. If I ate chalev, I have to bring this korban. And if I have a suffix if I ate chalev, I have to bring that korban. Neither of them are volunteer korbanos. Both of them are obligatory. Both of them you have to bring. You don't need edim. You don't need bezdin. Ein mamashkin and al chatois. It's always voluntary. It's not voluntary because the Eibishter told you you have to do it. So I don't know. I'm very confused. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. There's a suffix whether you chayv in Hashem Toli. But is there a suffix whether you chayv in Hashem Toli? Okay, so what's the suffix? What's the difference? The Torah said on suffix chet, this is the korban you have to bring, and avadai chet, this is what you have to bring. What's the difference? But anyway, so this is what the Gemara says. And Bechlal, you have to know, what's the machloikis of Meir and the Chachamim? Is this Taka machloikis in Matthias? What the guy's thinking? Now, on top of all of this, this is bothering the Sfasemis already in Saita. We'll see soon the Sfasemis in our sugya. The Sfasemis in Saita says,
I don't know why the Chachamim have to come on to Libay Noikfei. He says, I don't even know why they need that Svara. L'chayim, he's bothered with what we're bothered with. He says, I don't understand why you need Libay Noikfei. He says, the Chachamim should say very simple. Asham doesn't come b'nedava. Asham doesn't come b'nedava. If you're bringing an Asham, it means you're chayiv to bring an Asham. Not because you want to bring, like Gidel says, not because you want to bring an Asham. You have to bring an Asham. Why don't the Chachamim just say, this is a Vaday Korban? You're chayiv to bring an Asham. So when you were makdish it, you were makdish, it was a Vaday Chiv. End of story. End of story. Very strange. L'chayre the Gemara's whole focus in our sugya should be on Reb Meir, to try to make heads and tails of Reb Meir, and to give us some kind of explanation. Instead, the Gemara almost puts the onus on the Chachamim. Right? Because the Gemara unveils a new svara called Libay Noikfei. That's a new svara. That's not a Kotshim svara. It's a new svara that the Gemara pulls out of Stam, out of the ocean. The Gemara pulls out a new... The Gemara is really putting the Chachamim on the defense. The Gemara says, Reb Meir, it's poshut. Reb Meir, you mafresh a korban. Now you found out that you weren't chayiv, so it's a mistake. Goodbye. Chachamim say, Libay Noikfei. Why did Chacham say it's Korban Asham? Now I want to just read for you both what Reb Chaim says and the Or HaSameach. Both of these Gaonim clearly learn that an Asham Toli is a Vaday Korban. It's a Vaday Korban, it's not a Safek Korban. Reb Chaim says like this here, in Perek Aleph Ma'aseh Korbanos. Says Reb Chaim, Ein chiluk bein Asham Toli l'chatas. There's no difference, really, between Asham Toli and l'chatas. Ela, shekach tziv so ha-toira. The Torah obligated yourself. She'im yesh lo yediyah vadai, mevi chatas kavua. V'im yesh lo yediyah sofik, ikva chiyuvoi b'Asham Toli. That's it. U'gzeres ha-kosevi shal sofik chayiv Asham Toli. Says Reb Chaim, it's a gzeres ha-kosev. That if you have a Sufik Chet, you have to bring an Asham Toli. It's no different than a Chattas. It's no different than a Chattas. It's the same thing. That's Reb Chaim. The Or Sameach, let me just get you the Or Sameach. The Or Sameach is in Soita. Perek Dalet here. He says like this, Da, says the Or Sameach, you should know. The Yeshnei Mine Korbanos Haboim Al Hasofik. He says there are two kinds of korbanos that you bring for a sofek. Ho'echad, he says, one of them is Asham Toli. V'hainu, shehekon shenizdamen loy sofek avera, chayev lohovi alzeh korban, v'hu korban b'fnei atzmai. It's a vaday korban. Then he says, avo, chatas ha'if ha'bal ha'sofek, hare eino necheles, v'eino korban. Rak al aksad sheyolda. When the Torah told the Yoledes to bring a korban, the Torah didn't tell her to bring a vaday korban. The Torah said, you know what? There's only something called a korban Yoledes for a woman who actually had a child. But if you don't know, you should bring one in case you did. The Torah didn't say that it's actually a korban. He says, v'lochein eino necheles. The ain't a korban rak al atzad sheyolda. Ach shatir gil salonu shemivi and chulin ba'azora misofik. Anyway, he says that's the difference. Why we find another chiluk in halacha? What would be if a woman brought an asham tol a chata soif a bal sofik, and they already spritz the blood, right? And then they find out that she never had a baby. So he says, what would be the halacha? La'acha shemitza doma noida shelo yolda. Nisrefes min ha-Torah. You got to just destroy it. U'ba'asham toli ha-basa yoichel. By Asham toli, if you already spritz the blood, everybody agrees that you eat the korban. Why do you eat the korban? Because it's a vaday korban. It's not a sofek korban. So again, using this logic of both Reb Chaim and the Or Sameach. Between who and who? No, they're both. The Osamech is just clarifying it a little, you know, putting in more meat into the svara. But the svara is the same. The svara is that it's a vaday karb. It's a vaday karb. And that's why, as David said, really you should bring it right now anyway. The problem is you don't have a mission right now to bring it. But really you should bring it right now too. And that's why, so long that when you brought it, you had a mission. Even if now we find out that that mission is not a tachlis anymore, so what? You could eat the meat now. Because it was a vaday karb. So again, using this way of thinking, our Gemara is v'nahapachu. Our Gemara should say like this, Bishloim atamayu de Rabbonon. Bishloim according to the Rabbonon, that hifrish ala sofik, that you were mafrish a korban osham ala sofik, and it's a vaday korban memela, that's why it's not teitze v'tir be'eda, because it's a korban. Elul Rab Meir, my time, and the Gemara should have to work out something for a mayor. Instead, the Gemara does the opposite. The Gemara says, the Chacham, my plegi, the Chacham world is a new logic called Libay Noikfei, which is very unclear what that logic is. What does it mean? What is it? What does it mean? And then the Gemara uses that, and Rab Meir just doesn't hold of that. Rab Meir doesn't hold that there's a new thing called Libay Noikfei. That's the way the Gemara reads. So you have to know what's pshat in the Gemara. Now, we had another machloikas on Daf Yud Ches. What happens if you shecht, which I just want to bring one other point, which I think is critical. And this is something I'm mishtoimim that the Gedolei Achroinim are not oimed on this question. According to everything we're learning, there is absolutely no reason why this perek is called Hamevi Yoshim. Has nothing to do with Mevi. Has nothing to do with Mevi. What's Hamevi? It should say, Hifrish Hashem Toloi. What's Hamevi? The whole din over here is if you actually didn't bring it yet. If you already brought it, then it's okay. Right? So the parak should really be, Hifrish Hashem Toloi, v'noi d'loi shaloi chota. Right? What's Hamevi? Stam. What's it called, Hamevi? I've never seen such a parak in Shas. We're pushing the first word. I can't make heads or tail with the first word. It's a maybe. What's a maybe? What do you have to say maybe? You mock the shehifrish oshem tali. V'noi d'loi shaloi chata. It's very strange. So that's obviously, you say this thing, a point. Now another very important nakuda here is that we had on Daf Yud Ches a machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachomim. If somebody shechts an Oshem Toli b'chutz, what's the halach? Normally, if you shecht a korban b'chutz, the halach is that you chayev a chatas, right? Because it's chorus to shecht kotshim b'chutz. So if somebody shechts a kotshim b'chutz normally, it's chayev a chatas. If he has a suffix, if he shechted kotshim b'chutz, he should be chayv and oshem toli. Right? Now what happens if somebody went ahead and he shechted and oshem toli b'chutz? What's the halach? So the Gemara says like this. The machloik is between the Meir and the Chachomim. And the machloik is between the Meir and the Chachomim is whether we say that a person is chayv an oshem toli or not. And the Gemara says like this. This is Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara went through, if you remember over there, I'll just refresh the sugya a little bit. The Gemara was going through what are the necessary requirements to be chayiv and Hashem Toli. And one opinion we had held you need ikvi yisura. In order to be chayiv and Hashem Toli, it has to be that there's a presence of isur. So in other words, if you just ate a piece of meat and you don't know if it was chaylev or shuman, then you don't bring an Hashem Toli. But if you had two pieces of meat, one was chaylev and one was shuman, then you chayev an Hashem Toli. That's called ikfa yisur. We spent a lot of time trying to understand that shita. Why should there be such a halacha? Both cases is 50-50. Remember, we spent a lot of time trying to understand that. What's the difference if it's 50-50? Is it? But that's the sugya. So the Gemara now says, this is the bottom third part of the Omer of Yud Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara says, Homani Reb Meir Deloy Boye Kviyusa Liyisura. Reb Meir doesn't hold you need a Kviyisura. Says the Gemara, Desanya. We learned. Hashoychet Oshom Toli Bechutz. If you shech the korban Oshom Toli Bechutz. Says the Gemara, Reb Meir Mechayev Vachachomim Poitrim. Reb Meir says, Yechayev and Oshom Toli, and the Chachomim say Yipot. Okay. So that would l'chayra be, the logic l'chayra would only work if the Chachamim hold that a Oshem Toli is not a Vaday Korban. But if the Chachamim hold that a Oshem Toli is a Vaday Korban, then you should be Chayiv. So if you take a look at Tosfos on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the third Tosfos on the Amud, Tosfos says v'chachomim poitri. Says Tosfos lav hainu chachomim de lekamon de pligi alei drameir beperek hamevi. To omar yirat shegistoy v'yimocha v'yiplu l'nedova. The imkain hekdish gomuru. The chayovin olav bachutz. Fascinating, fascinating Tosfos. Tosfos here says that the chachomim in our Mishnah, who hold that no matter what, the Oshem Toli doesn't go out to Bichulim, right? They would obviously hold that if you shechted a pechutz, you'd be chayev. Which is precisely what I'm telling you. The Chachamim don't have to come out to Libre Noikvay. That's what this Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that the Chachamim later on, who say that no matter what, the Oshem Toli remains an Oshem Toli, they would obviously say over here that you're chayev, because you shechted a vaday korban outside. That's Tosfos. And therefore, Tosfos says that this is not, these chachomim over here really hold like Reb Meir. And Reb Meir holds that even though it's a sofikom, Rameh holds a sofikom, and really should be chayiv in Oshem Toli, but since it's not ikvi yisur, you put. That's Rameh. But he's saying that according to the Chachamim, this won't even be a discussion. Because according to the Chachamim, it's a hektish gomer. Which is precisely what I'm telling you. That, l'chayr, according to Chachamim, you don't need the svar of libay naikvah. It's a regular korban. Now, what becomes very tricky is that the Rambam is mezake shtoro lebeitre. The Rambam captures all the shittas here. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim by us, naturally, that if somebody brings a korban. He paskins that the halacha is that it goes, that it doesn't go out l'chum. Does not go out l'chum. That means the way Tosfos would say that that's vaday hekdesh. And the Rambam paskins that if you shecht an Oshem Toli b'chutz yipoter. So the Rambam basically is embracing both extreme versions. The Rambam holds that it's a vaday korban, and that's why he holds that in our Mishnah, it doesn't go out l'chulim, like the Chachamim. And earlier on, he says that that the ma'aseh v'yishech the b'chutz yipot. So this, he obviously has some way of bridging this gap, clearly. So let's take a look. I'll just look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Oshem Toli v'chata seif abol ha-sofik shekrivim b'chutz poto.
Okay, that's a Loshon HaRambam Perek Yud Ches, Ma'aseh Korbanos. Now by us, when he brings down our Mishnah, he paskins clearly. In Hilchos Shkotos, he says like this, Hilchos Shkotos, Halacha Hey. So the Rambam says like this, comes the Lechem Mishnah over here on the Rambam, and he says as follows. He says the emes is that divrei Rabbeinu tzrichim iyun. Sharei Rabbeinu posak davi hekdish gomur. V'im kol ze posak da'asheich toi bachutz poto. The Mameli says it's a pella. That's his kasha on the Rambam. Okay, so we'll see. Obviously, the Rambam is not learning like Tosfos. The Rambam is not learning like Tosfos. But we have to know what's pshat. What's pshat? Now, let's just go a little vayter here in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Omer of Sheshes." Being that we're now saying that the whole reason why, according to the Chachomim, you are chayev. The carbon remains a carbon, is because it was libay naikfai. So if I could find you a case that even Reb Meir would agree libay naikfai, then you would bring a car, then it would stay kodesh even according to Reb Meir. And he gives an example. Moider Reb Meir lachachomim b'mafrish shnei hashomais. Somebody who's mafrish two hashomais, right? He's mafrish two hashomais lachrayis, right? Mafresh two carbonis for achrayus. V'nischaper ba'achas mehem. Da'asheni yirat sheyistoye v'yimocher v'yipul dom of l'nedovo. Right? So now already we're saying, here's a case that Reb Meir would agree. Because since you already went out of your way to be mafresh two, so you're showing you're very nervous. Now even Reb Meir would agree you're showing you're very nervous. And Mela B'chai Gavna says Reb Meir, the Shein Yigat Sheistoyev, V'imocher V'yiplu D'nedova. My time, Al Kolchok Loi Polugam Me'alein the Rabbon Anol Mishum D'Loi Golu Daitei D'Libay Nekfei. Avolocha Michdi Chadu Di Boilei Lafrushe. You should have only been Mafrish one Osho. My time Mafrish Trey. Why did you do two? The Sova Imirchis Chodo Mechaparna Bidoch. And Mele be the Chavre. I'll be Mechapa with the other one. The Kivon, the Goli, Daite, since you've shown through your actions, the Libay Noikfoyoyo, Oyo Vakakoyo, Gomo, the Igdisha. So that's one extreme. Here's an extreme that Reb Meir would agree to the Chachomim. Now the Gemara goes the other extreme. We'll give you an extreme where the Chachomim maybe would agree to Reb Meir. Umoidim Chachomim, Reb Meir, Omav Yudom, Arav, Umoidim Chachomim, Reb Meir, I'll give you the other extreme. Ba'oshem toli shehuz mu'edov. The yetzei v'yire be'eder. Here you have the opposite extreme. Here, you never brought the oshem toli because you thought you did a chet. You brought an oshem toli because the edim told you, like Yigal was saying earlier. So there, you're only doing it because the edim said you really don't think you did a chet. In fact, Rashi adds a knetch here. If you look at Rashi, for some reason Rashi had the need to add this extra point. If you look at Rashi, Shehuz Mu'edov. And now those Edim that said that you were Chayiv, Oshem Toloi, they became Edim Zoymim. So look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Sheomru Leishnayim Ochal Tosofik Chelev B'Shege, V'hifrim Ish Oshem Toloi Alpihem, Ubo Edim Achreimim V'izimu, V'omru Aloi Oysi Ayemi Mono Yisem. Now Rashi adds, Lo Somach HaEdim. He never relied on the original Edim. He knows that he didn't eat. He knows he didn't eat. And therefore, for some reason, Rashi had the need here to say that we're not only talking about a case where you don't know. Meaning, stop, two Edim came over to you, told you you may have eaten chalev.
But no, you knew that they were saying what was not correct. You knew that these were false eidim. Why did Rashi need that for? Why did Rashi have to add to the Sfasemes by Yaseh this kasha? We have it here in the Mar Mekoymes. Pirish Rashi, Shabailim Yedim Shelo Yochloi, says the Sfasemes. The Bailim know that what the Yedim are saying is not true. V'tzorachim, Loma Pirish came. The Lechoyre Nirid, the Biyedim Shelo Yochloi, Vada Legomu Makdish. Then you never were makdish to begin with. If you knew the Eidim were saying false words, you never were makdish to begin with. Vafilu lo yuzmu klal. Rak noyde shaloichot atetziv et rebe Eidim. Devadai lo yli boi mekvoi klal. Kivan sheyedeya sheyedim ishakar. So Sfasema says, I don't know why Rashi needed to add that you know for sure that the Eidim are lying. Why could he? And then he explains, he says, Rak hochamayri, he says, I disagree with Rashi. And I hold over here, we're talking about a case like this. Hochamayri, she'ein abaylim yoidim. They don't know at all. Rakim on the yesh, kamken chishash, shemo yimotsu oedim zemimim, lochein ein libo inoik for kokach. Since he holds that maybe the edim will be zemimim, that's why it's ein libo inoik for. Fine. This is how the Sfasemes learns. Now there are two issues with Rashi. One is Sfasemes. Sfasemes is saying Mechtesa. What forced Rashi to say what he did? But really there's even a bigger question you could ask on it. And that is that if in fact we're talking about a case that Rashi is saying, which is that you know that what the Eidim said is not true, then you're potter from an Ashram Tali, L'chayra. Because we paskin like the Chachomim. We paskin Omu lo yachal to chelev. V'hu oimer lo yachalti. The mayor says yichayev. The Chachomim say yipotel. The Chachomim say, if you emphatically contradict the Eidim, yipotel from a kol. So L'chayev Rashi's example, not only Sfasemes is asking it's unnecessary and L'chayev it's inaccurate. Because L'chayev, the way we hold, like the Chachamim, if you went and you said, Lo yochalti, and you know that what the Eidim is saying is not true, so then you wouldn't be chayev to begin with. Before the Hazama, before these Eidim get knocked off, you would be potter just because of your state of mind. Because your state of mind is vada, you didn't eat. L'chayev, it's just saying L'chayev, it should be like that. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So then the Gemara brings Raya's to and against this. Mosef Rava, Sharniskal, Enikain. What's the case of Sharniskal? Must be a case of Zoymimim. Imachal, Niskal, Yetzivir, Yerba, Eder, Hechidomi. Ilay, Medosu, Beit Treyamri, Haragu, Beit Treyamri, Loy, Haragu. Just a contradiction in Edim. Who says the second are more worthy than the first? My chos is the Tzayas, Labasore, Tzayas, Lakamoy. El Olav, we're talking about Azoma. And the Melef, the Mishnah, is trying to give an equation to the first part of the Mishnah, obviously we're talking about Eidim Zemimim in both cases. The Kavos said, Kavos Shem Tom, Eidim Zemimim, Pligi. On my bayah, no, could be sure, and this guy's talking about Echidom, he's going to Shibahor Baraglov. The dead guy comes, so we know he's not dead, he walks into Bezen. It's not Azomim. The Kavos said, Kavos Shem Tom, he's going to Hutru Chaticha. Kavos Shem Tom, Kavos Shem Tom, Kavos Shem Tom, the Gemara ends up comes at this Machloikis. Maskan of the Gemara here is it's a Machloikis, whether a case of Zemimim, in a real case of Zaymanim, do the Chachomim agree that in that case the korban becomes chulim? Where you have a case of Eidim Zaymanim, then maybe it becomes chulim. That part already will go into Mitzvah Hashem next week as we go weiter in the sugya. Now I want to get clarity to the Shlav Aleph of the sugya, which is the Shlav Aleph here is that clearly the Gemara is learning it's all Toli and Liboy Noikfai. And that seems to be clearly the whole Amshach of the Gemara. We have, so again, to recap, we have several issues. Issue number one is we don't understand why you have to come on to Libay Naikfai. What does Libay Naikfai have to do with it? Issue number two is we're trying to understand why, according to the Rambam, if he holds that it's a Vadai Korban, if he paskins like our Mishnah, the Korban stays Kodesh, why does he in fact hold that you potter from bringing a Korban for shechting it b'chutz, not like Tesis, which is not our Kasha, the Lecha Mishnah's Kasha. We also have a problem. Why does our Perek bring the whole din by mevi. Should just say by mafresh. That would be most logical. Most logical is that the parak should say hamafresh osham. Somebody's mafresh and osham. Then this is the halacha. According to the chachamim, it's kodesh no matter what. And according to the Mitzvah, l'chori that should be the hemshech. Now, additionally, we had the whole issue with Aron Samech and Reb Chaim, that l'chori the korban Hashem Toli is a vaday korban. And that's the reason why you're allowed to eat the meat. If you find that lady, you didn't do the chet, it's sabos or yoichal, because the korban was a vaday korban. And that's the reason why you always eat the meat from every Hashem Toli. We don't say it's a suffix chulin ba'azorah. It's a vaday korban. And that being the case, what's the place here even for debate? What is the debate between the Chachomim and Remeir? And Remeir agrees to that too. Remeir also agrees that after you spritz the blood, you can eat the meat. He also agrees with that. Because it's a vaday korban. It's not a suffix korban. It's a vaday korban. And Remeir agrees by every korban, Hashem Tolu, you eat the meat. Because it's a vaday korban. Which is b'chlal shver, why Tosfos earlier on Yud Ches tries to base the Vaday Korban, not Vaday Korban, on the Machloikis from Meir, and the Chachamim, L'chor has nothing to do with that. It's a Vaday Korban, you have to say it's a Vaday Korban anyway, it's a Vaday Korban. And again, the whole fact that the Sugya continues with this whole Eidim Zoymimim also is a raya to what we're discussing. What's the difference between Eidim Zoymimim and a regular case of suffix? The case is simple. When you have Eidim Zoymimim, now you could find out that there was never a suffix. You know what I mean? When you had a suffix, you had a suffix. You never find out later that you didn't have a suffix. But when Eidim come, and they create the suffix, and then you find out that those Eidim were false, so now you talk to find out, l'mafreya, that there was no suffix. Which is very strong logic, which would be a reason l'chayra why taka everybody should agree. But that will leave for next week as far as getting clarity on that nakuda. L'chayra Eidim Zoymimim, you don't have to unravel with the holy by noikfai. Eidim Zoymimim, you could say simply, now you know that there was never a suffix here. Because the whole suffix was only generated by the Eidim. There was no real suffix, especially the way Rashi is learning. Rashi's learning, you knew that what the Eidim was saying is not true. Again, the Sfasemis' problem is why Rashi had to say that, but that's clearly what he's saying. Okay, so I think what we have to say here is a simple idea. Clearly, the obvious elephant in the room is that a chatas and a oshem could never come benedova. Right? And they don't come benedova. The only time we find a chatas that comes where there's not a vaday issue is by a yeledas, and that's because it's not a regular chatas, like the Gemara said earlier, it's not comes al chet, it comes lachshirei bekotshim, it comes to be mati to eat kotshim, it's not a regular chatas. But there is no chatas, kavua, or oshem that comes benedova, including Oshem Toli. So clearly, we know that we're talking about here Vaday Korban. Clearly we're talking about a Vaday Korban. Norvas, as we said, once you find out you didn't do a chet, the Korban lacks emission, and therefore, you're stuck. Can't bring it. Can't bring the Korban. Oh. So I want to tell you very simple, what I think is going on. We made it very clear last week already when we were discussing the end of the last parak that there are two separate timings, time periods, when the korban becomes decided upon regarding its kedusha. One is when you makdish it, and one is when you shecht it. Remember we discussed that before Pesach. One is when you makdish the korban, and then, as the Gemara says in Sota Yudalit, Sakin Meshchosan L'mashahein. When you shech the korban, that's the finality. That's the finality. Those are the two zmanim that we discussed, Parichas, before Pesach. And once you shecht the korban, be'etzem, there's no turning back. As far as deciding what kind of korban it is, it's not reversible. Sakim l'shchosan l'mashahem. Now, but there's a third zman that we didn't discuss in the last shiur, but we discussed it in many other shiur, in Me'ila and other places. And that is when you bring the korban to the Azorah. When you bring the korban to the Azorah, it leaves your domain and it goes into the domain of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's really three time periods. There's from when you makdish the korban, that's time period A. Then there's bringing the korban to the Azorah. Ordinarily, that doesn't really change the status of the Shein korban, but it changes the status of whose reshus the korban is in. Now the korban's not in your domain, the korban's in that was the whole tesis we had in Chul and Chav Beis. Right? That once you give it to the Kohen, you yaitzi yedei nidroi. Right? That was what we had. Then there's the third kufa, where the korban actually is shechted, and once it's shechted, that's like a decide, that's an avoida. The avoida finalizes it. Bringing to the Beis HaMikdash normally does not play a role in the finality of the korban. Either it's decided when you makdish it, or it's decided when you start doing the avoda. Bringing it to the Azorah really just normally decides which reshus it's in. Now it leaves your domain, your chiv achrayas, and it goes to Ekdash. We had that in Me'ila also, Me'ila daf yotes. We had that shailah. Till when are you achray? Remember, till the Azorah, till they spritz the blood. That's when you give it to reshus Ekdash. Fine. So I want to tell you a very simple thing. Very simple. Clearly, up until the point that we cannot reverse the korban, achatas and ha'oshim are going to get reversed, no matter what. Because they cannot, by definition, be korbonos nedova. That's why. They cannot become korbonos nedova. Period. And therefore, up until the point that it's irreversible, it will be reversed. By definition, it will be reversed. Just as though if you were makdish a nekeva for an oila, which is not shaykh, right? So the kedusha can't coexist. The same thing, a chatas and a nedova, they can't coexist. Chatas and a nedova can't coexist. So the only time we could possibly say that you will have a chatos that now has no mission, or you have an osham that has no mission, and you're stuck, it's only because already the kedusha was sealed. There's no way to get out of it. There's no way to break the seal. So I want to tell you a simple chiddush, and it lies in the first word of our perek. I want to tell you like this. Until you put the korban into reshus beis hamikdash, there's no machlokes. The Chachamim also agree it will become chum. So long as the korban is still in your domain, and we find out that there was no mission for this korban, that's it. Says the Perek, the first word, magic word, Hamevi. If you weren't even Hamevi, then the Chachamim agree. There's no machlekes. The status of the Oshem Toli is definitely hanging still. And that's why the first words in the Perek is magic. Ha, maybe. Up until maybe. Now it's gewaldic. Zok the Rambam, if you shechted a korban oshem toli before you brought it to the Azorah, you putter. So we asked, what do you mean? Toisvis kashe. Our Mishnah says that according to the Chachamim, it's hekdish gomer. It's hekdish gomer if there was maybe. The case of Shoichet Bachutz is not that you were maybe and then took it out. The case of Shechet Oshem Toli is, because then it's not Oshem Toli anymore, then it's already finished, it's finalized. The case of the Chachamim and Reb Meir, with his discussion whether you're Chayiv or Potter, on an Oshem Toli, on a Oshem Toli Bachutz, that's prior to you bringing it to the Azor. Once you brought it to Azor, now it could be done. Now we have a Shail. That's the debate. With this, we could also understand another plea The Rambam comes and he brings down this din of the Gemara. That whole thing. So the Mishnah Melech says, I don't know why the Rambam even brought that down. It's not even a Geir. The Gemara only brings that in according to Rav Meir. The Gemara says, even according to Rav Meir, who normally holds that it's Teitzei V'tira Be'eder, that it becomes Chul and it reverses, the Chacham Olde never reverses. The Gemara says, even Rav Meir, who he holds normally the status could reverse, he would agree by Mafresh Shtei Chatonis, right? So the Rambam, Shtei HaShomis, the Rambam brings down Mafresh Shtei HaShomis, says the Mishnah Melech, I don't know what the Rambam wants. It's not negated to the Rambam. Teretz says, absolutely is. Because Mafresh Shtei HaShomis, there was no Avor. The whole Chachomim Shita is after you brought it. Then they said it's not reversible. Once you brought it, that's where Libay Noikfoy comes in. The question is, when a guy actually brings the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Toli, does he bring it with the same conviction like when he brings another carbon to the Beis HaMikdash? Here, Hekdash, take it. Is that what he's doing? That's where Libay Noikfoy plays a role. Not in the Kedushas HaKorban. The Shaila is, when a guy gives this carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, does it go into the Rishus of Hekdash, just like when you normally give a delivery to the Beis HaMikdash? It's Shleich Manas. It's theirs. Done. By all other carbonas. What about Hashem Toli? The Chachamim are not saying that Libay Noikfoy makes it more than a regular. Libay Noikfoy makes it equal. Mitosha Libay Noikfoy, we were asking, why would Libay Noikfoy make it more? It doesn't have to make it more. It makes it a regular Havah. We don't say, well, it's a quasi Havah. You're not really giving. You're giving the Beis HaMikdash and saying, let's see. You're not saying, let's see. You're not saying, let's see. You bring the Beis HaMikdash and you're giving it to them. You're absolutely giving it to them. That's why Rashi had to say, that the case of Huz Mu'edah, Rashi said, it has to be a case where you didn't believe Shalom to Hekdash. When you gave it, you held. Because if I'm still thinking, then I'm giving it to Hekdash. Okay, we'll be Mamshach next week.